The Odyssey by Homer. Translated by Robert Fagles. Read by Ian McKellen. Book One. Athena inspires the prince.
Sing to me of the man, Muse, the man of twists and turns, driven time and again off course once he had plundered the hallowed heights of Troy. Many cities of men he saw and learned their minds, many pains he suffered, heartsick on the open sea, fighting to save his life and bring his comrades home. But he could not save them from disaster, hard as he strove. The recklessness of their own ways destroyed them all. The blind fools, they devoured the cattle of the sun, and the sun god blotted out the day of their return. Launch out on his story, Muse, daughter of Zeus. Start from where you will. Sing for our time, too.
By now, all the survivors, all who avoided headlong death, were safe at home, escaped the wars and waves. But one man alone, his heart set on his wife and his return, Calypso, the bewitching nymph, the lustrous goddess, held him back, deep in her arching caverns, craving him for a husband. But then, when the wheeling seasons brought the year around, that year spun out by the gods when he should reach his home, Ithaca, though not even there would he be free of trials, even among his loved ones, then every god took pity. All except Poseidon, he raged on, seething against the great Odysseus, till he reached his native land. But now Poseidon had gone to visit the Ethiopians worlds away. Ethiopians offer the farthest limits of mankind, a people split in two, one part where the sun god sets, and part where the sun god rises. There Poseidon went, to receive an offering, bulls and rams by the hundred, far away at the feast the sea lord sat, and took his pleasure. But the other gods, at home in Olympian Zeus's halls, met for full assembly there, and among them now, the father of men and gods was first to speak, sorely troubled, remembering handsome Aegisthus, the man Agamemnon's son, renowned Orestes, killed. Recalling Aegisthus, Zeus harangued the immortal powers. Ah, how shameless the way these mortals blame the gods! From us alone, they say, come all their miseries. Yes, but they themselves, with their own reckless ways, compound their pains beyond their proper share. Look at Aegisthus now. Above and beyond his share, he stole Atrides' wife. He murdered the warlord coming home from Troy, though he knew it meant his own total ruin. Far in advance, we told him so ourselves, dispatching the guide, the giant killer Hermes. Don't murder the man, he said. Don't court his wife. Beware, revenge will come from Orestes, Agamemnon's son. That day he comes of age and longs for his native land. So Hermes warned, with all the goodwill in the world. But would Aegisthus' hardened heart give way? Now he pays the price, all at a single stroke. And sparkling-eyed Athena drove the matter home. Father, son of Cronus, our high and mighty king, surely he goes down to a death he earned in full. Let them all die so, all who do such things. But my heart breaks for Odysseus, that sees